This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this month sees the first ever Meet the Sight Loss Councils event hosted in Westminster, where local MPs can find out about the work of sight loss councils and find out how they can help with various local projects. To tell us more about this event and how you can help, I am joined from Thomas Pocklington Trust by Bhavini Makwana, Projects and Campaigns Manager, and Mike Bell, the Head of Campaigns. So Mike, let's start with you. What is the Meet the Sight Loss Councils event about?
Yeah, so our event is obviously aimed at reaching out to MPs in what is we know is going to be a really big year in British politics. So we know there's going to be a general election, all but certain to take place during 2024. So our event is very much about making sure that the needs and priorities of blind and partially sighted people is at the top of the agenda of members of Parliament. So that's why we've organised this event, to promote the Sight Loss Councils and the work that we're doing as the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Bhavini, let's talk about how people can help to invite their local MP to the event. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, the process is very simple. I mean, by going on to the Thomas Pocklington website, which is www.pocklington.org.uk, under the section of news and events, there's an article called Are You on Your MP's Agenda? That gives us a little bit more detail about the event, and there's an e-action. The e-action is just simply clicking on the link, entering your name and a few details, and a preempted letter will send it straight to your MP, and that's it. We want as many MPs to attend as possible. The event, Can You See Us, that's what it's called, will basically highlight some of the challenges that face blind and partially sighted people on a daily and regular basis. So instead of just talking to MPs, we've got interactive ways that MPs can actually have a feel, just experience very slightly of what it's like. So, for example, voting, accessing your healthcare information, whether it's traveling and booking journeys by bus or train, education, employment, and even traveling on our streets. So MPs either wearing simulated spectacles or a blindfold will try and actually carry out some of these activities. So instead of us just talking to them about the challenges we face, we want them to experience what it's like.
And the good thing is, Mike, like Bhavini just said, if you aren't sure how to word your letter because you've never written to an MP, it's a template that you will get of the letter inviting them. So you don't have to worry about kind of the wording and the language if that's not something you have confidence in.
Exactly right. So if you visit the website, the template letter's there. All you need to do is put in your name and your postcode, and it'll automatically fill in your contact information and identify the right MP for your letter to go to. And then hopefully by taking that action, you'll be inviting your own local MP to come along to the event and find out more. And we can get hundreds of MPs engaging with our work through this effort. So I really would encourage as many listeners as possible to go onto the Pocklington website and take our e-action so that we can get our message across to as many MPs as possible.
Is there an idea of how many MPs might already be attending this event?
So we've had approximately around 25-30 MPs confirm that they will be attending or will be dropping in. But of course, we want as many MPs across the nations to come along as possible, to come and hear from us, to come and speak to our staff who have lived experience, including our volunteers that will be there through the Sight Loss Councils. So, you know, it's important that we do try and invite as many MPs as possible. 25-30 is fantastic, but let's see if we can get more. So they have an awareness, they have an understanding of the challenges that face blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, and I'd just add to that that we already know that hundreds of MPs have been invited through the e-action. So individual blind and partially sighted people writing to their MP and inviting them to come. And the more of those invitations, that local connection from you as a constituent of your MP really makes a difference in terms of the likelihood of people turning up and coming to the event. There's loads of competition. People won't know this, but there's loads of competition in Parliament every single day in terms of lots of events going on and lots of calls on the time of our members of parliament. So that's why we really need the support of RNIB Connect radio listeners to take the e-action and invite as many more MPs as we can.
That is fantastic. So hopefully you can all invite your local MP to attend this event taking place on Wednesday, the 20th of March. And hopefully we will see your local MP there. For now, though, Bhavini Makwana, Projects and Campaigns Manager, and Mike Bell, the Head of Campaigns at Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.